your conscience and your connection with the reality of total integrity, and then your conscience is like a stone with rough edges, and when you aren't true, it turns and it hurts you. Now, if you ignore that, you wear the edges off, and then after a while, you don't feel it anymore. I think that's a good way of understanding it that I heard about. And so, what it comes from, I think, is spending time in prayer, of listening, because prayer is primarily listening to God. The reason why God wants you to pray is so you pay attention to Him. Because you aren't going to listen, you aren't paying attention to Him. So we're sitting across from each other, we're looking into each other's eyes, we're paying attention to each other. Now if you sat over there at 5 booths away and turned the other way, we couldn't have this conversation. And so that's sort of putting into the finite what is going on in the infinite. God wants us to pay attention to it. So that's what it's called spiritual disciplines, is a ways where you just be quiet. And so I find myself that early in the morning when I wake up, then all these other things aren't bombarding on me. Unless I'm so stressed on something that has bombarded on me and I couldn't sleep, and then I better take some time and listen. And so listening to God, you know, is a growing experience too. It's sort of like listening to a person who has a real bad accent. And after you get to know well enough, you don't even hear the accent anymore. I remember